By the way, what came out of Rekiva Eger yesterday, the end that you know didn't have time to finish up at the end. But Lamaisa, according to Eger, if someone does forget all the malachos, you are chayev only one. Lamaisa, according to Rekiva Eger. If someone does forget all the malachos, you chayev only one. Which sounds that's almost against the Mishnah. And the first mission to Perek Kalgado, but you could win the first mission in Kalgado, like in Kibayu also. Well, I'm actually going to be angry, that's what it comes out. You forget everything. Now, you always have to remember that we talk about Karbochatas. Forget it. I don't know who it was, but someone asked me, Rebbe, this. Someone in my family grew up not from. So he knows it's Shabbos, but he doesn't know any of the melachos. So what is he chayev for? How many katzalos is he chayev? He knows it's Shabbos, but doesn't... So you always have to remember, when it comes to karma chatas, there's tnayim, there's prerequisites for karma chatas. You have to have known that it was usher. You have to have forgotten it was usher, and you have to know again that it's usher. There's three things. There has to be a yediya and halama, and then yediya. You have to know about it, and then forget and know about it. If that, those things don't happen, there's no kavakatas. So if someone knows it's Shabbos, but didn't learn about the halachos, he doesn't make a kavakatas. You have to know about the avera, forget about it, and then know about it again. That's the only time you're doing Kama Chatas. What?
He makes it already. He knows about it while he's doing it.
Then you know about it. And then you forget. I mean, you have to know about it. You have to forget. And then when you find out about it again, that's right. When you're doing the Kama Chatas. Okay, let's read the Gemara.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are a maximum of 39 Chatalot on a Shabbat?
No. You see, we learned yesterday this maximum, but right now, what I told you, you can have much more. For example, I know Choresh, then I forget, and I'm Choresh. Then I found out about it, Shabbos morning, and Chayav Chatas. Then in the afternoon, I forget again. So you could have hundreds of Chatas for Shabbos. We're talking about how many Chatas you have for one alone, from one forgetting. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah.
Got you before you know. Yeah.
What if you do, if you told this at a times?
What?
What if you always done, if you told this on the same hour?
Depends from a different office or the same hour.
From the same hour.
One.
Even if you don't do that.
Right. Okay.
There's no positiveness?
No. Oh yeah, the Mechaz Anoyim. Yeah, Rebbe Lazar. Yeah. Someone no Rishonim, but the Mechaz Anoyim. Yeah. I understand. Every seat was taken yesterday. Where is everybody today?
Thursday.
What Thursday?
House Thursday
answer. What happened to
everybody?
What?
It would help to extend.
Okay, so one.
30 minutes?
Okay, let's go on. We'll see.
Rebbe, how is this going to
show? It's not that $5 for this.
It's not the $5, right?
Shalom.
You did it before I did it. You took it away from me.
I mean, quick.
You took it away from me.
Keep it on your toes.
Oh, you took it away from me. I know how you did that. Oh. That was an inside joke. Okay. Zot Gemara. Hazareya v'Chayrish. The Mishnah says Zareya and Chayrish. The Mishnah says the first and Sidur the Pas, the Mishnah says Zareya, Chorish, Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dash, says Zareya and Chorish. Back to Gemara. Michtei, Michrev Karbe, Beresha. Of course, course you plow your choresh before your zareah. Listen choresh, v'hada listen zareah. So it's not in order. It should say choresh and then say zareah. Why does it say zareah then choresh? You're not in order. Every day Gemara. Tana be'eretz Yisrael kai. The Tana is in Eretz Yisrael. Dizari bereisha v'hada karbe. First they were zareah, and then they plowed. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Michav karbi karshim be'eretz Yisrael kashihi. The land of Israel is hard. Ben yochel chasos, and you can't cover the seeds below harisha, without harisha. Vashminen dehanami harishi. We'll talk about that in a second, what that last line means. Vashminen dehanami harishi. It's also harisha. Just before we get into the chorish part, just let's just see Taisus for a second. You see the answers on Taisus. So the Gemara asks, in each section of the Mishnah, it should be in order. So in the first section, which is talking about cooking and baking, it should say Choresh before Zareah. Each section should be in order. Well, fact the Gemara, so it's not in order. Zareah is first, and Zareah comes after Choresh. Fact Taisvis, Michrev Karbe Bereshe Bahadar. Lo shayach lemedak hachi b'hadik tani hamachab b'reishi b'hadir ma'vir. What if yes? The main thing is, you know, since this year we're having 15 minutes less of shir, everyone has to make sure to come in on time. Okay? You have to make sure to come in on time. Why didn't you ask the same question for Machab and Mavir? What comes first? Mavir. You light the fire, Machab is you put it out. Why does it say?
Is it
more
like a
pasuk?
What?
Is it more like a pasuk?
I think
a fire is a pasuk also. So, one second. So it says, Machab and Mavir. What should it say? Mavir, Machab. Now, the answer to this really should be, hey, we know that anything that doesn't say in the pasuk comes first. What comes, so Mavir is in the pasuk, Machab is not in the pasuk. That should be the answer, but that's not the answer. Because when you come, it doesn't fit the rules in the Mishnah. When you talk about certain inyanim, the Seder of the inyan goes according to how it's done, not the other rules of this says and this doesn't say it's pasuk. The Seder in the Mishnah, when you have not the Seder of the Mishnah, but the Seder of Indian in the Mishnah, like pas, like clothing, like writing, that is usually in the way it's done, in order. So in the Zareah and the Choresh, Choresh should first. So Tosa says, well, ask the same thing of Machab and Mavir. Mavir should be first, because in an Indian, we don't have this rule about, oh, whatever it's not in the pasuk comes first. In an Indian itself, it's whatever happens first. Okay? So if that tells us, what about Machab and Mavir? That tells us, Dahaka kol sidur de pas nakat, keseder, levad mecharisha. We have a long list. The long list is all in order. So now we have a question, why is the beginning of the list not in order? But when there's not a list, it's just two things, then there's no question. When you have a whole list, lists should be in order. Machav or Mavir is not a list. We don't have a list, lists don't have to be in order. That's how Tosus sort of answers it. Then when it's not a list, it doesn't have to be in order. That's Tosus. If you look at the Meiri gives two answers. I just want to get technically what the answers are. The Meiri. Did anyone see the two answers in the Meiri?
Yeah.
You also saw two answers? What's the first one?
I don't know.
What's the second one?
Second one is very similar to what the Mishnah says, I think. that according like what he says Rashi says, in the fact that you're like lighting it in order to make it ready for the next time you light it. Like the gacham, you're making them into pachim in order that they are more readily
Yes, okay, yeah.
I don't understand how Tosa
says that when you have a list of stuff, lists should be in order. Lighting and making fire and lighting fire is not a list. It's two things that you do with fire. It's not a list of this coming for this, this coming for this, this coming for this. So lists are in order. When you're not making a list, it's not in order. Yes.
According to that answer, how come like all the other halachot like bonin and soter?
Right.
That's an order. Like all everything else is not like bonin and soter. That's an order. Then it's soter and mochet. Then it's.
So when you have two things, there's never a question which is first and second.
So
there's no rules. So the Mishnah picked without rules. Bonin, soter. This sometimes can be one before the other. Sometimes be before the other. There's no rules. And no, when there's no list, no rules.
So it was just random.
Yeah, random. But yes.
The first answer to theory is also that you there are times when you're like you're cooking the dyes and you don't want to like overcook, so you blow it out, like you blow out the flame in order that it doesn't overcook, and then you reheat it when you need to continue the cooking process.
Okay, so very good. So the Miri says the first answer. The Miri says, "What did they light a fire for?" Oh, you look nice and summery today. All right. This young man is not here. Do you know what happened to him?
Who's that young man?
Related to you.
Brother.
What? And just don't tell me Shomer Achi Anochi. Someone said that.
I know.
I got it.
He got it.
Okay.
It's your brother.
No.
Do you feel it? He's not here? Hey, so Zakta Miri. Minsa Mishkan Ba'ar Shetachas Dud Hasamaman. It's talking about the flame that you lit underneath the pot that's cooking Samaman. Pa'amr Shemachava, sometimes you. Machab is not only putting out the fire, it's lowering the fire or make it less. So your machab, so yakdichu hasamanim b'kdeir, it shouldn't burn. V'akach maviram b'kdeir hatzarech k'deir vashram. And then, when you need them, you turn on the fire again to re-cook them. So, in the Mishkan, you started cooking, but then you turned off the fire, and then you turned it back on. So that's what it's talking about, the second and third steps, like we're going to have soon, the second and third steps. That's what it's talking about. Exactly what that means, so why doesn't it mention the first step? Why does it only mention the third step? Don't know. But he says that in the Mishkan, that's what usually happened. You turned on the fire, you burnt the food, and then you turn off the fire, and then you heat it up again. Exactly what happens in my house. Exactly.
Is the whole point of the first lighting to extinguish it?
No.
In the second?
No. You always lit it, and then you brought it to a boil, and then you turned it off, because it'll boil too much. And then, after you turned it off, when you need it, you make it hot again.
Was it meant to be burned?
What?
The first lighting, was it meant to be burned?
No. Okay, that's what the first answer is. V'yeshu farshim b'akdam asakibui shekein derech hatzofim mechabin gachelas rasos menu pacham umvarim osa. Exactly how they did it, I'm not sure. But what's the point? In those days, what they did was they used coals. When you cook with a coal, you ever try to cook a hamburger on a barbecue? When the fire's on, don't put the hamburger on.
Mm-hmm.
You always do it. You're Mr. Hamburger.
You don't blast me.
Yeah. Okay. You cook the hamburger is when the fire's off. You start with mechaba. then if it's not going so good, you light it again. So you, so the whole point of the fire was for the coals, and the point of fire is turn the fire that's not on fire anymore. The coals are just hot. That's how you cook. So mechaba is first, and then you have mavir. If it cools down or something, you light it again. That's what happens, right?
Dargolding.
What?
Dargolding.
Yeah. What about here during the...
It's gas cord.
Oh, it's gas, right.
They're going to charcoal.
They're going to charcoal.
Now you gotta wait, yeah. So you would light it, just to extinguish it?
Just extinguish it, and then they'd light it again if it cooled off. So the whole point was extinguishing.
So you light it again, and then they'd light it in order to extinguish it?
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to cook over flame. You cook over...
So
indirect. Yeah.
So the last... So the Mishnah's saying the second step and the third step.
The Mishnah is saying that the whole point of lighting in the Mishnah was for turning it off. But lighting itself is a malacha. That is...
How would you say that?
What?
Why? How can you say that light, in the Mishnah is lighting amenas to extinguish? And then
you don't
want to
say lighting what amenas, even though, you know, Tai says you don't say that. Doesn't say it at all. But you, in the Mishkan, you lit a fire, but the fire itself, you didn't want to use the fire. You want to use the coals.
So how come just lighting stam is a malacha?
What?
How come just lighting stam is a malacha? It should be on
the and that's the Pnei Yeshua. Comes along Pnei Yeshua says, if he's right, that's the answer. If it would say, listen closely to what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. If it would say Mavir and Mechaba, we would think like he's saying that the whole point of the Mavir is to have a coal that's extinguished. So maybe you're only chayav for lighting a fire when it's you're doing it to extinguish it. So if we would say Mavir and Mechaba, we would think that he's right. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush that there's a malacha of Mavir without Mechaba, just burning something, lighting a fire. Therefore, the Mishnah says Mechaba and then Mavir. The second Mavir, what are you doing the second Mavir for? Mavir. The Mishnah is telling us it's a Mavir plain. It's a plain Mavir. Plain Mavir is also Chayiv. So if it would have said Mavir, if it would have said Mavir before Mechaba, we would have think what Jonathan thought. That the only time you chayev for Mavir, if you do it in order to be Mechaba. Zok the Mishnah, no. There's Mechaba, then there's a Mecha itself of Mavir.
I'm saying the way the Meiris says it,
yeah.
It should be...
You have to learn it like that. You have to put them both together. You have to put them both together, really. Yeah, and you could. Put them both together. The Meiri, the second shot of the Meiri, and the Pnei Yeshua.
The second shot of the Meiri saying that when you light, only to extinguish.
Yeah, but now, so he's happy with that. But then you have your question. Then maybe that's the only time it's a malacha. Zot the Pnei Yeshua, that's goofa why it says Mechaba first.
But the Meiri is answering why Mechaba is first.
Yeah, so but you have a question on that. And then the Meiri, the Pnei Yeshua goes off the Meiri. The Meiri says what he says. But now you have a question. That's goofy what the Mishnah is telling us.
I don't know.
So don't put them together. But the Meiri, the Pnei Yeshua is going off the Meiri. Yes?
Meiri fits very well with what Rashi says also, the whole Harisha, Zorayan, and Harisha again. This could fit into also like why it says Mavir. Or whatever it is, Mechaba and Mavir. But is your
I'd like to think so, but I don't know.
Why?
Let's talk about that first, and then we'll see why. Okay. Okay, that is that Taisus. So Mechaba Mavir is not a question. Yes.
Based on like the lashon of the Mishnah, it seems this should be the opposite of Pnei Yeshua, because all the almanas of the Mishnah is always the second one, which is the almanas for the first one.
Right.
So it should really be, it should be now having Mechaba and Mavir, even more so that Mavir sounds like it should be Almanas.
have a mishnah. Where is it?
Let me see what you're saying.
When it says kosig and mochig, it says mochig second, and mochig is al nasa kosig. Same thing with tofer and korea.
Yeah, but so, of course. But would there be a machaba al manas lahavir? No, there's not the thing.
I mean, you could have it that you, to make it a better fire, maybe.
No, there's no such thing. There is no such thing.
But still, why would you think that if maver comes first, that's al manas? It still isn't like the format the Mishnah uses for to make an al manas.
No, the Mishnah's format is what we'd think the al manas would be. But you would never think it would be Mechab al-Manas Rahavir.
Yeah, but all the other ones are also one after the other.
Yeah, but you wouldn't think... All the other ones are, you need this for this. Here, you don't need this for this.
What does that mean?
Al-Manas by Mochek. Moch al-Manas Lichto. You can never say Mechab al-Manas Rahavir. There's no such thing.
Don't we say that, Al-Lacha?
What?
Don't we say that, Al-Lacha?
Mechab al-Manas Rahavir?
Yeah.
No.
Number.
You say Mechaba al Manas Ravasha.
Wait, what? I know. Turn off the lights. It's only Drabanan because it's not Mechaba al Manas
Ravasha. Not Ravasha.
What? Wait, I'm very confused. Okay. Rav Hamadia says that turning off the lights is only Drabanan because it's not Mechaba al Manas Ravasha. You need to make something, yeah? Because some Chashan has to be Chalagufa. Because it's not Mechaba al Manas Ravasha.
You see, you're turning Bishul into something else entirely. You're talking about... There's no such thing as lighting a fire,
extending fire,
amenas to make a fire. There's no such thing.
That's
lighting amenas rahav, that's amenas rechbos. The other thing is, the mechaba amenas rahavir.
No, to make a coal. Amenas rahavir the coal. You're trying to make a coal.
That's so. You're saying a different thing now. I'm talking about. There's another thing is extinguishing a fire. Amenas to make a fire. There's no such thing as that.
In Bishul,
there's no such thing really.
Bishul.
Yeah.
But it was.
In Bishul, that's the Mishnah. For Bishul. In the Mishnah.
Well, how can we switch to Bishul? We were talking about Chabot and...
This all goes together. That, as he said, because we talk about the Bishul Samanim, it's almost before the Bishul, the lighting the fire, making the fire before the Bishul. Mm-hmm. But lighting the fire was... You never mechaba amenas rahavir. There's no
tzitzit. So the melacha is mechaba even not on the avir or chayav.
Right. Now, but that might change. When you come and not for cooking, but for light, let's say, that might change. But we're now talking about bishul. And bishul is not.
I thought Mavir and Mechabeh have nothing to do with Bishul. They're a separate Melacha completely.
But that's really not true. It's really not true because they're made for Bishul.
If you light a fire, but not necessarily. You
can
light
that's
a fire
what,
for anything.
That's what it was done for.
According to the Meir.
In the Mishkan. That's what it was done for in the Meir. In the Mishkan. That's what it was done for in the Mishkan. What?
Didn't say goldsmith, like
smithing? Same thing.
It's
yeah, it's a type of bishul. Same thing. There's a lot to learn here. There's so much to learn that you have to know. Okay. Yes.
I'm confused why you're saying that there's no such thing as mechabek amenas la'avir, or whatever the word is.
Yeah.
Especially according to the first lashon of the Meiri, who says that you're... You really are. You're lighting the fire. You're pouring the fire.
That's
not
what I'm saying. I'm saying there's no havami to think the only time you're chayav for mechaba if it's al manas rahavir. There is no such havami as that. There is such thing as mechaba al manas rahavir, where I turned it off. I don't want it to boil, but I want it to boil it again. But there's no havami in that. That's the only way al manas. There's no such havami. Okay. So now we have one second. So now we have. In Eretz Yisrael, hard earth, and you have to you choresh, you put the seeds in and you choresh. Now, what does that mean? There's two ways you could learn this. Most Rishonim learn it one way, some Rishonim learn it a different way. One way is, oh, Israel is different. You put the seeds on the ground, and then you plowed. And the Gemara is talking about that. And that's what it was. You Zoreah, and then you Choresh. Or, Israel had two plowings. You plowed, it was hard, you softened it up a little, then you put the seeds in, but the seeds don't really go in. You have to plow again. So either there was one plowing or two plowings. Yes?
There's two plowings. Shouldn't you still mention the plowing? Plow first?
Now, so when there's two plowing, if we mention only one plowing, which one would it be? Regular plowing. What's more chayiv, the first plowing or the second plowing? The first one. The first one is, you really, what is plowing? Making earth soft. When did you, making earth soft. Yeah. When did you make earth soft? The first plowing. The second plowing is making it soft, but it's soft already, but in order to grow better. So now, which one is for sure chayiv?
First
one. If it says the first one, you wouldn't know the second one. If it says the second one, then you know the first one. Okay? So now the second one is the one that should say. But so there's two ways to learn this. The Ritva says that, of course, it means that they plowed. So that plowing, you're over. Then you planted. That planting, you're over. Then you were choresh again. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that for the second choresh, you're chayev for choresh. The second one. A lot of achronim want to say, you see this in Rashi. I don't know if you see it in Rashi, but I'll just show you the diuk in Rashi.
Why is that finished?
What?
Why is that finished?
Because it's soft earth already. So you did it already. A second time making it softer is a more of a chiddush than making hard earth soft.
But we said that the shear of choresh is kosher. So wouldn't any shear be
out? Of making harder soft.
Even softer,
you're saying, but that's not true.
Isn't that true? Isn't that anything? Isn't kosher as well as kosher?
No, kosher means as much hard earth that you make soft. Kosher. One little piece of hard earth makes it soft. But who says that soft earth making softer is over? That's the chiddush of our Gemara.
So, Rebbe?
Yes.
So why the chiddush, if you're going to say that you forgot it was... Right, you did for
Shabbos, and then later in the afternoon
you forgot Shabbos again,
you did another Chorish, so you'd be over twice. Right. Right?
That's
what
you said
in the beginning of Shir. Yeah. So why is it, why would you think that's a finish to say that the second time you plow, you'd be five again? That's not a finish.
It's
not
a finish.
No.
So
but here it is,
finish?
It's one thing.
No.
I forgot
Inat Chorish,
and I did two
Chorishes. Yeah, but it was...
Right? For the second Chorish, for the second Chorish.
Or
even if I didn't do the first Chorish, all I did was the second Chorish.
Let's say you didn't do all at the same time, right? Oh. It's like, it brings in a case where you did all of them at the same time.
You don't even need that.
You over twice.
This young man here did Chorish in my field in Israel. Then I went out, I forgot. Hey, look, he was Chorish. I go and I drop seeds and I Chorish again. And I forgot it was Usher. I'm the Mishnah, the finished Mishnah is I'm Chayiv Achatas for Chorish B. He's Chayiv Achatas for Chorish A, I'm a Chatas for Chorish B. If I do both of them, it's one Chatas.
Why is that?
Because it's not taking hard earth and making it soft. It's making soft earth and softening it. That is a new type of Chorish. One second. Now, Achronim want to say, oh, that's what Rashi means. You don't really see it in Rashi. Look at the Rashi. If you see it in Rashi. Rashi says, Be'eretz Yisrael, Kashahi, it's hard earth. Ven yach achasas v'lo charisha, and you can't cover it without a second charisha. Vashminan, dahan nami charishahi. This is also charisha. This is also charisha. Now, one way to look at this is like this. The Hanami, this Harisha is also Harisha. That means there's Harisha A and there's Harisha B. So Nami is talking about Harisha B. That's one way of learning it. That's the way most people want to learn. That's what Rashi means. Harisha B. Others say, no, Rashi is the Hanami. When you zore, you put the seeds and then do choresh, that's also choresh. Hanami, that is choresh. So it's not that harisha b, after a second choresh, there's only one choresh. That's also called choresh, even though it's done after zorea. So you don't really have to learn that Rashi means what everyone says Rashi means, but it's better to learn like that. Yes.
So when Rebbe does Choresh B, is that treated as, when you bring the Chav, is that treated as Zoreya or is it treated as Choresh?
And that's the Machokas, the great Machokas that the Minchas Chinuch talks about.
Rebbe, can you say
it in the second way of reading Rashi? What? Yes. Hanami, this type of Choresh that comes after Zoreya, Nami Choreshu. That's also called Choresh and not, as the, we're going to make it, not Zoreya, only Choresh. What?
How does it work? First,
you put the seeds, then you choresh the earth, and the seeds go in.
Oh, so it's a whole different
thing. Yeah, it's a whole different way of doing it. Yes.
In that way of going Rashi, it's only one choresh.
Yeah.
When you put the seeds down, is that called Zoreya?
Also, Machalitz Mishanim. You have to look at all Mishanim. Could be yes, it could be no.
So
it depends is if something happens if you just put the seeds down or not.
Right. It depends.
Yes. Okay. Now, for those who have not been here before, on Thursdays, the last half hour shir, we give Parsha. Parsha, I give Musa.